You're finally awake, my little enema toy. Quite the vulnerable position you seem to have gotten yourself into. I guess you should have been more careful about which girl you wanted to hit on in the club. Maybe you'll remember this in the future. No, no, no. Don't try to move, my pet. You're bound very tightly in that revealing position, with your body strapped down to my bondage table. Your legs tied up in those stirrups. And just to ensure that you're silent for what's about to come, I took the liberty of stuffing the filthy mouth with a nice red ball gag. I put you in this position as it's perfect for a sadistic nurse like me to fill you up with some rather uncomfortable solutions. And believe me, I have plenty to choose from. Above you is a nice 2-liter enema bag holding what I like to call the deep cleanse, which you will soon get to know very intimately as it flows into your backside and up into your intestines. I use this mix to clean out my subjects before I use the other solutions. This mix will make your insides nice and clean and very sensitive to any new stimulation it receives. Don't give me that look and those tears. You'd be surprised just how much fluid can be pumped into the human body. And believe me, 2 liters is minor compared to what some of the other ladies I know would do to you. You should count yourself lucky you didn't meet one of them tonight. Now, let's get your ass all set up for the first round of torment. A nice, big, inflatable plug. Only the best for my toys. And this is a special plug. It'll ensure that not a single drop makes its way out of you, no matter how hard you try, or how hard the liquid demands to come out. Don't look so shocked. Most men tend to get erect when their butts are toyed with. You're not the first, and you certainly won't be the last man getting hard with my fingers in your ass. I suggest you try to lose that erection quick, or it's going to get you into a lot more trouble than you're already in. I'll be nice and use lube, but only the first time. No. Seems more loosened up. Time for the plug. Almost in. Okay. Now for the fun. There we go. All plugged up. How full does your ass feel? Just you wait. This is nothing. Now let me just attach the tube from the end of my bag. There we go. All set. But first, since that cock is still hard and hasn't gone down, it's going to have to stay hard for the duration. Let me just get some... here they are. Rubber bands to tie that cock up nice and tight. I'll be right back, pet. Don't go anywhere. So you may be wondering why I brought another enema bag back with me. No, 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 it's not for me. I figured we could play a little game. When I release a clamp on the bag, currently connected to your backside, I'm gonna play with that hard cock of yours. Let's just say, if you could hold out while the entire bag empties into you, I won't have to use the other bag I just brought in. But if you do lose control, and if I even see one drop of cum, I'm going to attach the new bag to your plug, and I'm gonna add another 2 liters into you. And then I'll make you hold it for an hour. How does that sound? Oh, that's right. It's silly me. You're gagged. Well, it sounds wonderful to me. Can you feel it flowing? Feels good, doesn't it? No. Oh, too bad. Endure it. This is just the beginning for you. Now let's play with that cock. I'm sure that'll feel good. But remember, don't come unless you want 2 more liters to flow into you. Enough to hold all 4 liters for an hour while I decide on a more appropriate punishment for you coming without permission. Oh, don't look so surprised. Of course, if you come in my presence, there's gonna be much, much, much more in store for you than just an extra 2 liters. Maybe during your next enema, I'll electrocute your cock and balls. Or coat them in chili sauce. Or maybe put a urethral sound down your shaft covered in icy hot. And then there's the enema itself. Maybe a nice Listerine enema, or Tabasco sauce. I have a lot of choices, but I don't want to start off too extreme. This is just the beginning after all. I want to use the more extreme mixes when I have my friends over. That's right. I have lots in store for you, my pet. One of my girlfriends knows just how to torment a cock. She'll have you shooting load after load until you're begging her to stop. Another one has these amazing tools for tormenting and stretching your backside. She'll make sure you're gaping as if you were gangbanged by a group of studs. Really? You really just came while I described you getting your ass gangbanged? Well, maybe I'll just have to invite some of my gay friends over. A slut. But anyway, you know what's coming now, don't you? Oh, there's no point in looking at me like that. You brought this on yourself. You might want to learn some self-control for your next lesson in torment. Here come the other 2 liters. Enjoy. Oh, yeah. I also added some laxatives to this mix, just to give you something to think about. I think I'll go call up a few of my girlfriends so they can come over and help me think of a suitable punishment for you. Until then, my toy, don't forget that this is just the beginning. You'll regret